You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We kind of got sidetracked. This has been basically been coronavirus week here on the broadcast, simply because people have, like I said yesterday, they've lost their mind. And so I want to help you get it back, okay, from the Word of God. Now, if you've missed any of this series of broadcasts, you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And listen to everything I've said so far, because I've said a lot, even in just this week, okay? Not only that, remember, if you're listening to this on radio, as of March 31st, we are not going to continue doing radio anymore. We're moving to television. You can be in agreement with us right now. We're believing God for $50,000 to be able to do this. And we would appreciate any help and support. Today's offering down the broadcast, I'll give you an opportunity to give. Now, in this, by the way, my wife is going to continue on the radio, but it's going to be only in the local church areas, okay? Now, as we've been teaching about this, I was teaching on how to change your life forever and about how God, when he wants to change something, sends his word and then expects that word, and then you have to respond to that word. You have to interact with that truth, okay? And that truth can either, you don't understand it, you have to make up your mind to understand it, you can just receive it emotionally and get excited about it and do nothing with it, or you can allow, in particular, since we're talking about the coronavirus, the cares of this world to enter in, the worry, the fear, the concern. Now, I started to teach you yesterday about something you need to be doing every day, okay? And I want to go back, and I want to put these things together. I'm not sure I'm going to be teaching on them on the next broadcast, but at least I want you to get a hold of this. Go to with me to Psalm 103 again. By the way, we've already covered, let's get into this. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We're in verse 1. Psalm 103, 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Now, these are the benefits of having the Lord as your God. He forgives all of your iniquities. He heals all of your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. Now, people say, well, if that's his benefits, I know plenty of Christians that have not operated in that. They've died. They've been sick. You know, you might be saying, I'm a Christian, and I've been sick and didn't get healed. Okay, I covered that. If you didn't hear it, you can go back to KurtOwen.com. Because just because something is the will of God doesn't mean it's actually going to happen. You have to lay hold of it. You have to. Okay, and I gave you an example of with Lot's family, right? That it was God's will that all of Lot's family get out. They didn't. It was God's will that the people that came out of Egypt would go into the promised land. None of them did. Not a single one of them. In fact, they all had to die off before they were allowed to go in. But God wanted those people to come in. He was trying to get those people into the land. But they didn't go. They didn't go. And then we brought it down to what Paul told Timothy. It says that it is God's will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But they're not. All right? So just because something is the will of God or just because something is a benefit of God does not mean you'll ever walk in it unless you do what the Scripture says and be the just and live by faith. And by the way, just does not mean you get it all right. Just means that you've accepted Jesus because he is your justifier. A lot of times when people hear that, well, the just shall live by faith. Well, I'm not very just. You are if you've received Jesus. You're as justified as you're ever going to be. You can never be justified by your actions. You can only be justified by his shed blood. That's it. Now, again, I want to get this to a practical sense. There's so much I'd like to say here. The fact that Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your pains. Let's get to this. I don't want to lose this, but go with me to Isaiah, right quick, and we're going to be in 53, and it says this in verse 4. It says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed." Go back up to verse 4. "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." Now, if you look that up, it does mean grief and sorrow, but it also means sickness and disease. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." Go with me to Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, and in verse 16, "When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." See, that's what it's referring to. Now, I've heard people say, well, Jesus, when it says that Jesus will heal you, like in 1 Peter 2:24, "By his stripes we are healed." That is only spiritually. You know, you're lying about it, because Matthew understood that Isaiah meant that it was physical, right? This is Matthew saying it was physical, because the people are physically being healed. So all this trash about, well, we're only healed spiritually. You know, you can't be healed spiritually. That's idiotic, because you were dead in your trespasses and sins. You don't get healed from death. You get raised up. It can be so aggravating, some of the dumb stuff people say. You know, 1 Peter 2:24. "Himself bore our sicknesses, his own body on the tree. And we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. And by his stripes we are healed." People say, well, that's talking about spiritually. No, it isn't. Well, yes, it is. Don't you see the context? Listen, there is a context throughout Scripture that when sin gets dealt with, so does sickness and disease. When God pardoned people's iniquities, they were healed of their diseases. Okay, people say, oh, that's not true. Really? 103rd Psalm, we've already read it. "Who forgiveth all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases." There it is. What about when for the sake of time, I'm only going to give you one more reference. What about when Jesus was dealing with the paralytic? He looks at the man and says, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." People says, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And then he said to the man, "Take up your bed and walk." Forgiveness of sin, healing for the body. Why would that be? Because once sin gets taken out of the way, why wouldn't God heal you? He loves you. Once the hindrance of sin is removed, why wouldn't you be healed? Why wouldn't you be restored? There's nothing to prevent it. Well, I've done this. It's gone. Jesus wiped it out. Now, I want to get back to this, and I want to be clear. How do you put this into practice? How do you make this work for you? Okay, first off, Psalm 103. Do exactly what it says. Mind, will, emotions, that means soul, remember. Right now, I make a choice to remember. And Father, I honor you that you have healed, that you have forgiven all of my iniquities. Lord, you've removed every hindrance for me being healed. You've healed all of my diseases, including the coronavirus. Lord, I thank you and I honor you that you have redeemed my life from destruction. My life cannot be destroyed because you, it is one of the benefits that you serve you. What about when all of a sudden your body starts to feel bad? What do? Speak to it in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, temperature, you be normal in Jesus' name. And then the thought says, well, you probably have the coronavirus. The coronavirus that had my name on it was put on Jesus. Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my infirmities. Bore my infirmities and carried my sicknesses. He's already born. If it had my name on it, if Kurt's coronavirus, which see, I can no longer say that it's my diabetes, my heart disease, my coronavirus. I can't say that because Jesus bore mine. It's mine. Mine has already been taken care of. It might be coronavirus, but it's not mine. And if it's not mine, I'm not taking it. I rebuke you, fever, in the name of Jesus, and I command you to go from me in Jesus' name. Man, there's so much I'd like to cover on this. Listen, are these things blessing you? Are you hearing this for the first time and you're thinking, my goodness, I didn't know that. Well, listen, if you're grateful for this broadcast, I'm going to ask you to do what the Word says. Today's offering day on the broadcast. Now, let me be clear. You don't have to purchase healing. Whether you give or not, healing belongs to you. It's already been purchased by Jesus. But man, the Scripture says when you learn these things, you need to give to the person who taught them to you. Not only that, if you already knew them, but you're sitting here saying, that's right. Man, I wish everybody knew this. You can make it possible for everybody to know. You can become a partner today with Curt Owen Ministries. I'm asking you to do that right now. I'm asking you to become a partner. Michael's going to explain to you how to give. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Curt Owen Ministries is dedicated to promoting and propagating the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Toward that end, in addition to everything else that we do, we operate two churches here in the state of Florida, one in Port St. Lucie and one in Clewiston. We intend on continuing to conduct our live services as normally scheduled. We invite you to come and join us in praise and worship to our King Jesus and to hear the uncompromised Word of God every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. If you are for any reason, however, uncomfortable attending church in person, please feel free to attend our services online. The live services from our Port St. Lucie Church can be seen and heard at reallifepsl.com, and the live services from our Clewiston Church can be found at reallifecluiston.com. At each website, please scroll down and select the YouTube icon. Once you are on your YouTube page, please simply select live service. Also, if you would like or need prayer for any reason, please just email your prayer request to connect@curtowen.com. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. All of us here at Curt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Curt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a hundredfold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Curt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Curt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM Partner to 44321. Help Curt Owen change the world.
Our spring prayer and share is alive and well. Call 888-221-8990 to donate today. Or go to our website, wcno.com, and click the Donate Here button on the homepage.